hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari. Take it away, guys.
The door is locked. There's no way out.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate in his regular weekly time slot is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony. Good evening. How are you, my friend?
How you doing, Chris and Bob? I'm doing fantastic, man.
Yeah, I bet you are. So, congratulations on another Super Bowl victory and for officially winning the prognostication championship this season. You got the daily double. You won it all, Tony. Good for you.
Thank you very much. I want that trophy sent to me. You got that address?
I got that address. Don't you worry. It'll be on its way to you soon, my friend. But just for all of our listeners to recap, right? Tony finished the season at 48-26-1, one game better than Bob because Bob was more interested in being right about the Super Bowl than giving himself a chance to win it all. So he went with what he thought was going to be the winner of the game, and he was right. Everyone took the Patriots. So Bob one game back, and I was way off in Never Land, six games behind Tony. So, Tony, congratulations again, my friend, and give us your thoughts. What were your thoughts on the game? A lot of mixed reviews.
I thought it was a great game, a great defensive game. It was a kind of you didn't expect. The Rams defense played great. They really did. They stopped us when we needed to be stopped in the first half. But the Patriots defense, you know, I don't know. I think the Rams were averaging maybe like 30 some points a game or something like that. And we held them to 3 points. And you just gotta tip your hat to Belichick, I never thought we would shut them down like that. You know, for them to only score 3 points. I know a lot of people thought it was a boring football game, but I thought it was a great game because you know you don't see a game like that too often when you get to the Super Bowl. Defense is playing that way. Two great offenses going at it, and you know there was only one touchdown scored, and I just like I said, you got to tip your hat to Belichick on what he did defensively. And Edelman was just on point, like always. Gronk comes up with the big catch when we needed it. And you know, it was a fantastic game for the Patriots to go ahead and win that sixth Lombardi trophy and bringing it back to Boston. Really, really proud of the guys. I'm really excited to see what's going to happen next year. With what's going to happen with as far as, you know, new guys coming in, Josh Gordon, from what I'm understanding, he's going to probably come back this year. And we know Brady's coming back. The big question mark right now is Gronk. And so, we're just going to have to see. But I'm telling you, man, if Gronk comes back and, you know, Josh Gordon can get himself together, and the defense keep playing like they're playing, and we got Dante Scarnecchia with that offensive line. I can't see nobody stopping us from going again.
And that's the thing, right? Is everybody hates the Patriots now outside of New England, and to think that what's ever going to be different about someone being able to figure out a way to solve the Patriot puzzle, right, Bob? I mean, you know, when you think about, to Tony's point, the defense came up big here. None of us, I don't think anybody on the planet saw the defense playing the way it did. Boy, to Steve Barkowski's point a moment ago, it seemed like every time Jared Goff dropped back, he couldn't set his feet. He couldn't get anything going, and they were always on top of him. So that really took, you know, the passing game away, and they only gave the ball to Gurley 10 times. So, to Tony's point, Bob, what are your thoughts? What has to happen? Is it possible for someone to from the AFC to get to the Super Bowl that's not named the New England Patriots?
It's going to be tough, Chris, because this you have a new crop of guys, and I want to get Tony's input into Sony Michel. I mean, this guy to me is like an X factor. You know, it seemed like up to this point, they've had guys that were decent running backs the last few years, but this guy is the real deal. It's almost like if he's anywhere near 100 yards, they don't lose. He had 94 in the Super Bowl. Just an incredibly gifted guy. You wonder how he could have been lasted 31st in that round, the first round, to not get picked. And of course, the Patriots do what they do. They make good decisions, and getting him in there. And I got to get Tony's input on this guy. Tony, I mean, he's going to turn 24 next week, stayed pretty healthy during the year, seems to have the perfect body. Tony, he's kind of low to the ground, but he's shifty and fast. And what a surprise. And this guy can be good for a long time.
You know, I was actually upset with the pick when they picked Tony, because Lamar Jackson was still on the board, because I'm
right.
Thinking, you know, we need to get a quarterback, man. We got to get a quarterback, you know, because how long Brady's going to last. But, man, Sony, man, he's the type of back that can catch the ball out of the backfield and running. I mean, he runs so well between the tackles, and he gets the job done. I mean, he can be one of those guys that can play for a long time in the league. I thought the things that he did with Burkhead and him together just during the playoffs were just excellent. The kid has all the tools, man. You know, that type of, you know, you, when, as a running back, one thing that you want is, man, I just hope this kid stays healthy, you know, no big injuries. So, cause if he does stay healthy, he can be a Patriot for a long time. And I'm sure Belichick sees that, and everybody else sees that as well. But man, I think as a rookie running back, I mean, we had a lot of great rookie running backs come in the league this past season, but he's definitely there up in the top three. No question about it.
And guys, here's the thing that I think is scary about the Patriots, right? And tell you how good not only Belichick, but just sort of their whole system and organization are, right? I mean, to your point a moment ago, Tony, you sort of alluded to, right? Maybe Josh Gordon comes back. I would find it hard to imagine that. How many times can he get suspended and come back into the league? I mean, if that's the case, then the whole thing's a joke. But there's no Antonio Brown or Odell Beckham on the team as a wide receiver. Just a slow, small guy named Julian Edelman. Nothing special, but it's the job done. You got Gronk, who can out-wrestle anybody for a football. Right. You know, there's nobody out there that's stretching the field for the Patriots, but the system makes it, you know, so good for these guys. Right. You throw in a Sony Michel, like you guys are talking about. Right. And it's just you got a really good offensive line because nobody touches Brady. And if they do, they get a flag anyway. So they're protecting him. The defensive line, obviously very good because they were in the Rams backfield the whole game. So, I mean, it's just the system works. There's no, like, I mean, obviously Brady is the greatest of all time. So you hang a lot on the fact that they have Tom Brady, and maybe it's different if they don't, but we all remember several years ago, Tone, Matt Castle still led him to an 11-5 season, you know, in the year that he was there when Brady went down with a knee injury. So everything just seems to work no matter who the players are, and the players they have aren't remarkable. I mean, you could argue Gronk is remarkable. But it's not, it just seems like to me, this is coaching and a system that works, and they get the players, whoever they are, plug them in, and it just keeps on going. We'll see what happens when Brady finally retires. But right now, it's just, you look around the team, and Julian Edelman shouldn't scare anybody, but no one can cover him, right? And you know, you throw the ball up to Gronk, and he's going to out-wrestle you for the ball. That's what is so amazing about this team.
You're absolutely right. It's the system and the coaching, because you know, you look at the Patriots defense. I think maybe there's one guy who made the Pro Bowl, and I think that's the corner Gilmore. I might
right.
be mistaken, but their defensive line, there's no guys on the Pro Bowl. There's no guys. I don't even think Hightower made the Pro Bowl this year. But
nope.
they do their job, man. They do. You know, they work the system. And like you said, man, they're all over golf. I mean, they're all over him. And And then you look at the offensive line. I don't think our offensive line has nobody even close to going to the Pro Bowl this year. But we only get one sack throughout the playoffs and the Super Bowl, one. And going against the Rams front, which I think is probably one of the best defensive fronts in the league, and you only give up one sack the whole game. And that sack, if you look at that play, that was a cover sack. I mean, Brady had the ball maybe for like 5 or 6 seconds. And so you got to give credit to the system. You got to give credit to the coaches. You know, I mentioned Dante, Coach Scar. He actually coached me back when I was playing in the 80s. Coach Scar was a special teams coach, and now he's an offensive line coach. So he's just a system. You know, we got a new defensive coordinator this year, which I can't remember what his name is, but the guy's good. He's coached before in the league, and he's going to come in and do his thing, and Belichick's going to put everybody in place again. And if we stay healthy like we stayed healthy this past season, at the end of the season, if we're healthy, it's going to be trouble again. We might go ahead and break that. Pittsburgh record.
No, we cannot have that.
Tony,
I hate that you got sick. Yeah, I can't have it. Cannot have it. Tony, one more before we let you go. You said at the beginning of the season that if the Patriots won the Super Bowl, you thought Tom Brady would retire. That there was nothing left at that point for him to prove, and it certainly, he said he's coming back, so he'll be there. Do you think that's a good decision or a bad decision? Should you play until the wheels fall off, or should you go out on a high note?
You know what? If he was getting sacked a lot this past season, I would have said, Tom, you know, this is it, man. You know, go out on the high note. But man, I really could see him playing another couple more years. I really can, man. Watching Tom during the game, you know, made a couple bad throws. He read the defense wrong one time on the first interception that he had. But just how he gets rid of the ball so quick and knowing where the guy's supposed to be, I have to go back now and say definitely 2 more years. I really think he can play 2 more years if everything goes as planned as far as, you know, the offensive line staying intact and doing everything that they're supposed to do, which I can't see anything changing with that. So, I see him playing at least another 2 years. But the one thing I don't want to happen is, you know, for him to stay just a little bit too long. But, you know, like I said, when you got a good offensive line like that, then you can sit back in that pocket and get rid of that ball. Tom Brady is going to be something special.
Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners again about the great thing you do helping kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Last year was our 10-year anniversary and going on our 11th anniversary this upcoming year, man. Just helping as many kids as possible up in the upstate New York area where I grew up at. And just want to always give back. One of the things we want to teach kids as well is give back to where you came from and be nice, be kind, and maybe this world will change and people will start liking the Patriots.
don't count on that one, my friend. Tony, you're great. You're doing great things. Don't reach too far. I think that was a reach too far for you. But thank you for all you do for kids going to school, and thanks for being a part of the show. We'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, guys. You guys have a great one.
Take care.
See you, Tony. That is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Leroy Irvin, hanging on the line. Going to get to Leroy on the other side of this quick station break.